Voters today may be motivated by concern over the economy, health care, national security, even the looming U.S. showdown with Iraq. And then again, maybe not. Polls conducted this year by NPR News, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government show there's no single dominant issue among voters. NPR's Marcus Rosenbaum reports the outcome of today's midterm congressional elections may not depend on issues at all.
Most election polls name several issues and ask likely voters how important they will be in determining their vote. For instance, one poll released this weekend showed that 92% of likely voters said the war on terrorism will be important, 95% said education, 90% Iraq, and so on. But our polls, and a few others, don't give a list, but ask likely voters themselves to name the most important issues that will affect their vote. Harvard's Bob Blendon, who worked on our polls, says the open-ended question is a more accurate reflection of what voters are really thinking.
When you ask people in their own words, without a list, what are the top issues to vote on, they think about the kinds of things they actually will think about in the voting booth. It's what is most salient to them. So the lists often get people's sense of things that are important for government to do, not necessarily the most important issues in their vote for the Congress.
In our poll, the economy and jobs got the most recognition, but just 21% placed them among the two most important issues in their vote for Congress. All other issues scored lower. 12% said education, 10% mentioned national security, and everything else was in the single digits. Charles Cook, the nonpartisan election handicapper who publishes the Cook Political Report, says this matches up with what he's been seeing in races around the country.
People are talking about things and candidates are talking about issues. There's just not any one or two or three that are dominating, that's all. There's no real theme to this election, at least in the House and Senate.
And Cook says the lack of a single issue is good news for the Republicans.
If there is a dominant issue, it almost always will work to the detriment of the party holding the White House. So the fact that voters are sort of all over the lot, it really helps Republicans a great deal in their fight to hold on to the House and have a decent shot at picking up the Senate.
Cook says this may be the election that proves the old adage, all politics is local. But this year may go beyond that. In the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School polls, nearly 30% of likely voters couldn't name any issue that would affect their vote for Congress. Harvard's Bob Blendon.
They're not voting on the economy or health care or Social Security. Something else is driving them, and it's not even a local issue. So this election may be decided by people who have made their own personal decision that issues isn't what this is about. It's something else that they want to vote on.
These voters could be looking at personalities or party affiliation or any number of things this year. Blendon thinks they're thinking about the president.
I think the president's role is very important to these people who are not naming specific issues in this election and may be the critical one in determining its outcome.
The president is very popular. That's why he's been traveling around the country to gin up support for Republican candidates. And some polls show there has been a slight shift toward the GOP. But with Americans evenly divided on almost everything, including their vote for Congress, the biggest factor this year may not be issues at all, but just who does a better job getting their supporters to the polls. Marcus Rosenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
Results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School election surveys are at npr.org.